could do it on a one-island approach, and it would be more difficult. Scotland and Nicola Sturgeon is absolutely behind a zero-COVID approach, absolutely. And she had more difficulty with the, a 96-mile border with England. But even if we can get the North and the South to agree, and there's still differences. There are differences in isolation times, depending whether you're in Strabane or Lifford. There are differences in the number of symptoms. There are four symptoms spoken about in terms of public education in the North and five symptoms in the South. There are a whole string of things that aren't properly aligned up, and there still isn't, to my view, enough North-South cooperation on this. But we could get to zero, and we could keep it there, and that would be the fairest thing for everyone. But what I'm saying is that we don't know what the government's plan is or their strategy is for dealing with the virus. What's it going to look like for the next 6-9 months? And also, I think, to go back to the schools issue again, really some significant investment of resources and effort into getting schools open safely. And I'm a big advocate of changing the way schools work, of building new temporary buildings or using marquees or taking over places, halls or whatever that aren't being used at the moment locally to try and expand the school, give more space, have more teaching done outdoors, more ventilation and keeping schools safe.